The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Auntie Gladys, Uncle Di, it's lovely to see you.
And you, Blodwen, my little duck. Shame it's got to be such a dreadful occasion to bring us together. Miserable things, funerals at the best of times. How are you?
All right, I suppose. Bit on edge. How long we got, Stewie, before we have to set off to the creme?
Oh, plenty of time yet, girl. No need to panic. I'll go and see to some drinks.
You need any help?
Nah, you stay where you are, mate. Relax.
Come and sit down then, Auntie Gladys. You must be tired after all that long journey.
I'm tired, all right, but I'm tired of sitting. I think I'll stand up a bit. Uncle Di will sit down, though, won't you, Di?
Me?
You'll sit down. You'd like to sit down, wouldn't you?
Oh, aye.
His hearing's not as good as it was. Old age, you know, comes to all of us. Well, most of us.
Can I get you something? A glass of sherry. Stewie?
Sherry, it'd be lovely.
I brought the glasses through.
Where's Stewie? I thought he was getting them.
Shall I pour it out, then?
No, I'll do it. Oh, if that's all right, Blodwen.
Yes, of course it is. I'm glad of a bit of help at a time like this. Have you met Ray and Reenie, my dad's next-door neighbours?
Hello, I've heard Bryn talk about you. You was his mate down the pit, wasn't you? Saved his life.
Here's a sherry.
Ta.
Would you like a drink, Uncle Di?
He won't, yeah. You just give him one.
Sherry, Uncle Di.
Oh, ta.
It is good of you to come all this way.
All this way, she says, for my own brother's funeral. And what sort of a distance have you come? All the way from Australia. And she's on about us coming up from Wales.
Here we are. Fetched a few tinnies.
We don't want beer. Not for a funeral. We're having sherry.
Sherry? Stay in the crows. That's how it's done over here then, is it? Sherry. Well, I'm sticking to beer. Anybody join me?
Yeah, thanks. I will.
Man after my own heart. Here you are then, mate.
There's some beer mugs in the kitchen.
Don't need mugs. Out of the can's good enough for the rabble, eh, mate?
Yeah. You might show a bit of respect.
What? But not drinking out of the can? Your dad wouldn't want me to be any different to usual.
I'm very surprised there's nobody here from your mother's side of the family. I should have thought they could have made the effort. It's not as though it's every day.
Well, I don't think my dad kept in touch after mother died.
Oh, men don't. All the same, they should have come. I don't want you to think I didn't let them know. Soon as you rang me from Australia, I was on the phone to them. Hardly put the receiver down before I picked it up again. Isn't that right, Di?
Hey.
Oh, he can't. You're as deaf as a post.
Here's the car's coming. Better make a move.
Oh, dear. Where did I put my handbag?
If it's all right with you, I don't think I'll come to the creme.
Oh. Why, ever not, Mrs. Colcliffe?
Oh, well, the sandwiches. I haven't finished doing the sandwiches.
No hurry. The sandwiches will wait till we get back, won't they?
No, I'd rather, if you don't mind.
Have I time for another little glass, Blodwen, my love? I feel as though I need fortifying.
Hey, what's all this about? Why, Anna, you're coming?
Because I'm not. I couldn't bear it. I don't know what I might do. Leave me alone, Ray.
Are we all ready, then? Come on, Uncle Di. Let's give you a hand up.
Hey!
Look what the cat's brought in. You're still in the land of the living, then.
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean? Doing a runner, leaving a note, no indication where to find you. What sort of behaviour is that? I've been worried sick.
Well, there were no need.
No need? You could have been kidnapped, abducted, raped, anything.
Mum, I've been all right.
Oh, have you? And how were I to know? I'll tell you, I've been worried sick.
I don't think you care one way or the other.
Of course I care. You're my daughter, aren't you? All I've got left since your dad got took. Of course I care. You're all I've got left live for.
Oh, Mum.
Anyway, what brings you back now? Got fed up of sleeping rough, have you?
I haven't been sleeping rough. I've been with friends. If you must know, I come back because I were worried about you.
Worried about me? Oh, that's a good one. What you got to be worried about me for?
Well, just look at you. 12:30 and you're still sat there in your dressing gown.
There's no wrong with that. Not get dressed for. Queen sent back word about royal visit. Anyhow, seeing as you're back, come and give us a kiss. I really miss Gino.
And I've missed you, Mum. Oh, Mum, you're not boozing already.
What do you mean?
You stink of booze. What are you drinking?
A cup of tea. That's all. A cup of tea, look.
And what's he got in it?
Well, maybe a splash of whiskey. Hair of the dog. But only a splash, mind. Only a splash. There's no wrong with a little splash.
You will forgive me, Bryn, won't you? For not going along the Crem and seeing you off. I'd rather think of you still being here. In your house. I think you are, aren't you, Bryn? You're still about somewhere. I can feel you. All round me. In your chair. Over by the window. Just coming in from the garden. And I wanted to be here on my own with you, because the chances of being here on my own with you, now Blodwyn's back. And if they sell the house... Oh, Bryn... I would have told him. I would have told Ray. I were going to leave him and come with you. I promise you I were. If only you could have hung on a bit.
Mum, there's no food in the house.
There's enough for me. You weren't expecting company. If you'd said you were coming, I'd have baked a cake.
Two dried up slices of bread and a piece of mouldy cheese.
A tin of soup if you're hungry and some baked beans.
It's not very wonderful though, is it? You ought to have a big bowl of fruit and some fresh veg.
I haven't been out shopping yet.
No, likely to go by the look of you. Unless you're going in your slippers and your nightie.
Anyway, where've you got all these ideas, big bowl of fruit? Where have you been this last week?
I told you, we're friends.
What friends?
If you must know, one of me teachers, Mr. Binns and his wife.
Him as were busted for taking drugs? Oh, don't, you're not into drugs, love, are you? Because they're terrible things, them drugs.
No, I'm not into drugs, Mum. And neither is Nev, Mr. Binns. He's give them up and he's trying to help other people, kids to give them up, and stop glue sniffing and all that.
Never likely.
It's true. They're really nice, and Nev and Cheryl.
Oh, aye. Well, I've heard it's once you're on them drugs, you can't give them up. You're up for life.
Well, you're no one to talk. You're hooked for life and alcohol.
Oh, don't talk nonsense. I won't have a little splash in my teeth from time to time. I could give it up tomorrow if I wanted.
Oh, yeah. Well, why don't you then?
Look, love, I'm older than you are. I know what I'm doing. But you're still young and impressionable. I don't like you mixing with Mr. Binns and them sort. I know that family. And I'm not saying they're all bad. But there's bad uns in it.
What do you mean, bad uns?
Well, in there's a sister called Wendy.
Yeah.
Well, you just take a gander at what I've been reading.
What is it?
One of them free sheets what gets pushed through door last week's, I think. I just happened to pick it up. Look, look, see where it says? There. Market mayhem. A couple of well-endowed lasses braved the winter winds on Anley Market to show us all they had. Police had to move away a large crowd that had gathered.
Give me that.
Hang on. Photograph sent in by one of our readers who happened to be passing the scene of the disturbance. Now you just cast your eyes over that photo. It's a bit blurred, but you tell me if that ain't a Wendy Colclough.
Give it here.
You have a good look. That's the sort of folk you've been mixing with. Common as muck. I can't see who the other one is properly because she's turned away, but she's got a familiar look to her somehow. Do you recognise her?
No.
I don't like to think of a daughter of mine, brought up respectable, mixing with the likes of them. It's disgusting.
You're feeling a bit better now, Blodwyn?
Yes, thanks, Tui. I'll get over it now.
Real good turnout, that was.
I must say, I was surprised how many people came.
Nay, the lads from work were bound to come, and the neighbours, and... all his mates from the potters.
Well, it was very gratifying.
He was obviously popular. Didn't you get the impression he was popular, Dave?
Eh, what's that?
Oh, never mind. But then a brother of mine, he'd have to be popular, wouldn't he?
Oh, where's Mrs. Colclough?
Rini, we're back.
Just putting the kettle on. I've done the sandwiches. Shall I pass them round?
Oh, ta. Oh, they do look nice. Sandwich, Auntie Gladys.
These are ham and these are tuna. And there's some bits of tomato and lettuce.
Oh, ta. You missed a lovely service, Mrs. Colclough. It was very moving. Wasn't he nice, the preacher? Made you feel he'd known Bryn all his life.
Yeah, very good. Did him proud.
Hey, Ray, who's that Sheila crying all the time? You know, just across from you.
Oh, that were Elsie from the corner shop.
She looked very upset.
Too upset, if you ask me. More upset than was quite proper. You don't think there was anything going on there, do you? I mean, something between her and Bryn. Oh, you'd know about it if there was, wouldn't you, Mrs. Colclough?
No, there was nothing going on there.
I think she'd have lied.
Have a sandwich, Ray.
Oh, Tarduk. I mean, she fancied him a bit, Lark, did Elsie. But Bryn, well, A1 are interested in her.
I'm glad to hear that. I shouldn't think he would be, not my brother. I know men, when they're widowed, they have these needs, but no. I should have thought Bryn would have been above that. I'm sure he'd have stayed faithful to your mum, wouldn't you, Bloodwen?
Yes, I would, Auntie Gladys, I would. Oh, they were lovely together, him and Mum.
Well, they're reunited now. Reunited in heaven. When you get upset at him going, love you, just think of that. They'll be happy together now.
What is it, Mrs. Colclough?
The kettle's boiling. I'll make the tea.
Oh, before she brings the tea round, there isn't another drop of that sherry, is there, Stewie?
One sherry coming up. Anybody else? Are the bottles in my hand?
Miserable occasions, funerals. You need a bit of fortifying. You've got a long face. What's up, Doc?
I just rang Cheryl to tell her I was sleeping back here tonight.
And?
And she says her mum's next door neighbour, Mr. Davies. It's his funeral today.
And that's upset you?
Well, no, I never knew him. But his daughter's come back and her husband. You know, that Australian I was telling you about. Big hunky is.
So?
So I give him a ring, see if we could meet up. But he didn't want no. Sounded drunk, if you ask me.
Well, he probably was. Night of his father-in-law's funeral. He'd be upset. Wouldn't want me bother with you on a day like that.
I don't see why not.
Oh, grow up, girl. They only want family, close friends. You look... Hey... There's nothing going on between you and him, is there?
Don't be daft, Mum. It's just...
Well, there'd better not be, young lady, that's all.
Isn't she wonderful, my Auntie Gladys?
Yeah, she's a great old girl.
Oh, and your Uncle Di, he's a great character.
Yes, you'd never think he's over 70.
Aye, deaf as a post, but he's all there. And he liked his show.
So did Auntie Gladys. Well, I hope they'll be all right. It's a long drive back to Wales.
They'll be okay as long as they stay on the road.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of.
Another beer, mate? You have been driving.
Oh, only me wheelchair round next door. I want to mind another.
Mrs. Colclough, you're quiet. Another sherry.
Oh, don't call me Mrs. Colclough. Call me Reenie. After all, we could have been...
Here you are, then. Reenie. Could have been what?
Could have been neighbours. If they hadn't have gone Australian at that rate, Reenie, could have been neighbours.
Well, we were neighbours when I was growing up. I should never have gone away.
Hey, steady on. You'd have met me then.
I know, love. What I really mean is, I should never have left him this last time. I should have stayed. I thought he was better than he was, see? I thought he could look after himself.
No, you thought I could keep an eye on him. I did me best, Bloodwin. I promise you I did me best. I were round every day.
Aye, she were.
But he wouldn't stick to what he was supposed to eat. He made it like a joke. Get away with eating things he shouldn't without me finding out. And he wouldn't take exercise. He were told he had to take walks so much a day, build it up. But he just wouldn't go. Said he got enough exercise when he started gardening. Well, I told him it were too heavy to go from no exercise at all to heavy digging. I told him and better told him, but he wouldn't listen.
Nay, take no notice of her. Her did more than... It were me. I should have done more. I saved his life once, didn't I? Now, that gives you a responsibility, that does. I should have took more care on him second time round.
No, it's not your fault. You're only neighbours. Nobody could expect... I should have stayed and nursed him.
Look, will you all stop it? I can't take any more of this. Have you had a gander at them shelves in there? Full of bags of sugar, biscuits, crumpets, cans of beer, bottles of whiskey. The fridge is full of bacon, eggs and cheese. You name it. Any food he was advised to cut down on, there's tons of it. And where's the fruit? Where's the salad? Any food he was told he should eat, there's none.
He was under a lot of strain, you see. And he coped with it the wrong way. Instead of going for a walk, he had a fry-up. I tried to tell him. I tried to look after him.
He was old enough to look after himself. He had a warning. He was given advice. He ignored it. So let's not have anybody else blaming themselves, right?
Joyce Holliday wrote today's episode of The Colcloughs, which was devised by Tony Perrin. The serial's been created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Colclughs return with another episode tomorrow.